And they lived happily ever after. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is, summer, a time for weddings, and the big Senate marriage debate. Who gets to practice state-sanctioned monogamy became the most important issue on the Senate's agenda this week, in a debate which took an institution designed to unite people and used it to divide people. And now it's getting even uglier. Some gay rights activists have decided enough is enough and have started outing certain staff members on Capitol Hill. One website has posted the names of closeted Capitol Hill staffers who work for members who support the anti-gay marriage amendment. The site posts a mock daily schedule. 9 a.m. Call so-and-so of Representative so-and-so's office. Question: how can you serve as chief of staff when you are a gay man in a long-term relationship? Direct phone line is provided. 12 noon, call so-and-so in Representative so-and-so's office. Question: how can you serve as press secretary for an amendment supporter when you are yourself an openly gay man? And so forth. Now, I know it may be hard to understand why gay people would work for members who seem to oppose their interests. But see, I figure that's their business. One of the arguments for extending marriage to gay couples is that these couples harm no one. As long as two adults want to make this commitment, their sexual orientation is their business, not the government's. I figure if someone doesn't want to be out of the closet, they have a reason. It may not be a good reason, but it's their reason. To decide that their sexuality is suddenly everybody's business, well, that's pretty much the same thing the anti-gay marriage side has been saying, isn't it? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.